write about, trying to figure out what it's all about. Existentialist, am I worth anything or just a scout? I don't know, I don't know, I don't know.
That was great. Sounds Watch with Outside on WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston. My partner in crime, Easy Blues, is with us in spirit, but I have a whole bunch of great spirits with me today. Kotick, honestly, it feels good to be on the radio with you again, man. It's been a long time.
Yeah, man.
I can't, bro. I just got to be blunt. It's great to see your face. And
you too.
Happy to see you. I really am. It's really good to see you, cuz.
That's what's up, man.
What's up? Vega, much love.
Hey, what's up?
HGO.
What's up, man? Brother. What's good?
And you got a couple of new faces I see around with Northern League. Tell me about this whole rebranding that you've been hyping me and excited me about for the past couple of weeks.
Man, I'm blessed to be able to work with the new additions because they're incredibly talented.
Yeah.
Mark Matthew, Live to 4-5.
Mm-hmm.
Kotick and I are just starting to work together.
Okay.
And you know, Old Faithful over there, Vega, Mr. Vega. But, you know, Mark and Live are incredible as far as their pen skills. They're snipers, man. They're straight up snipers. That's all I can say about them. So it's refreshing for me to do this rebrand
yeah.
and come out like this and have such brilliant, amazing colors to be able to paint with, you know what I'm saying? And I get to be able to actually sit back and be a conductor and be a Professor X of the whole thing. You know what I mean? So it's amazing.
You seem to be in new spirits. I like this HGO.
I am, man. It's a whole new thing, man, because these guys gave me new energy. You know what I mean? Like flowing into it and getting back with, you know, our original producer FS,
right?
You know, saying he initially kind of motivated me to jump back in and claim the legacy that we've had, that we've built with Northern League for such a long time, because I left it alone. He was like, yo, you can't leave your legacy, like, just walk away from it. And I'm like, all right, cool. If I'm gonna do this, we gonna get some higher guns and we gonna do this right, the right way. And these guys are animals, man. Like, I can't even say no more. You gotta talk to them.
let me talk to Mark Matthew. He has the right team on. Mark.
Oh yeah. Game 7. 3 o'clock, baby. Let's go.
Mark, what brought you to this new team and how did it revamp you as an artist?
Hey, listen, man, my man Gio hit me, man. He he knew that I've been doing this for a long time. I've been putting out, you know, a lot of music on Apple or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Platforms and everything, man. And it's been a long time coming because me and this dude used to dance battle back in the 90s. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's only right that, you know what I'm saying, brothers get back together, you know what I'm saying, and make some classics, man. That's it, man. That's my brother right there, man. All these dudes right here, man.
Who's the better dancer?
Oh, man, I got him every time, man. Come on, man. I was ill, man. I was ill.
Come
Yo,
on.
He got old quick. He got old quick. You know what I'm saying? But nah, Gio was nice.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Live the 4-5.
Yes, sir. And
once again, you got the right team on.
No doubt. See? Two for two.
Tell me about a little bit about your story and what made you be part of the team.
Well, I've been doing music since forever, man. Even with Vega, like, we used to sit and just write rhymes all day. Like, I perfected my craft off of him. You know what I mean? So, I've gotten into like producing and all types of stuff, man. I'm just all over the place with it. I got music on Spotify and Apple, and I just chose to get down with the team because it's like Gio asked me. He heard some of my stuff. He was like, you know, it'd be a perfect addition to the team. We formed like Voltron, you know what I mean? It just makes sense, you know what I'm saying? And ever since then, ever since we made like a couple of blitz, it's just going on from there, man.
Right.
I'm getting
Preston,
go ahead.
The crazy thing, not to cut you off, is like everybody right now has a, we all have a relationship. Like everybody, we all grew up together. So there's a story. So it's not like we just met each other yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Right. Me, like Mark said, me and this dude used to dance battle and everything. And live in Vega, they were in the first rap group that my man actually created and put together. You know what I mean? These dudes were stealing cars together. You know? You know? So
allegedly.
That's your limitation is over. Yeah. You know, so it's good, man. This is family right here. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And you know, Kotick is Kotick. Kotick is everybody's cousin. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a great match because there's real stories that we haven't even gotten into that we'll be able to start talking about. You know, like allegedly doing certain things and being in certain places and. So it's real. It'll end up being real, the real deal of what it is. You know, everybody's from, you know, Hamden, New Haven, Bridgeport, wherever. Right. You know, it's a good mesh.
Yes, sir.
This is a question for every one of you. How do you make each other better? Because you guys said you had a long history, just being around for a long time, getting it, and you already know each other. It feels like this should have happened probably years ago. With this whole clique, because all of you guys seem so excited with this great energy with this whole project. The type of vibe I'm getting from this project is a whole Wu-Tang style, because like everybody just vibes together and clicks together, and there's no bad rapper within every song of this whole project. So I can tell why the enthusiasm is just within this interview of just talking about you guys' music. So like, how do you guys bring the motivation to the project, and how can it lead to other projects with the whole energy and chemistry?
I tell you the truth, man. These brothers keep me on my toes.
Yeah.
They keep me on my toes, man. You hear something, you like, oh nah, he ain't about to destroy me on this. Like, I gotta get mine in. You know what I'm saying? So nah, it's the truth. What the matter is, man. You know when you working with real MCs, man, you know understand like, yo, if you're not coming with your top 10, bro, then you off the record. And that's Gio right there. Gio done scrapped mad songs. I'm like, I thought I got busy on. You know what I'm saying?
at the end of the day, Gio is the slayer. Trust me. If that verse ain't up to par, oh, trust, it's going back. Yes, sir.
I've heard stories.
Nothing but the best.
I've heard a lot of stories. He's definitely, he's not coming with the energy. I heard a lot of stories from him.
Nah, you know what? But
yeah.
But think about this is it's not team, that the. My mic?
Yeah, that's what makes it good though. Yeah, sorry about that, fellas. Yeah, that's what makes it good though, man. We sparring, man, and when you got like he said, when you got big guns pointed at you, you better pull out something big or I should toast.
And there's never any bad verses. Let me just be clear with that. There are never any bad verses.
They're all.
Yeah, all the verses are always fire and a nuclear fire. It's always crazy. It's just about, you know, putting the right colors on the right thing, so the tones match each other and complement each other. So, and that's what
gotta mesh right. It has to mesh right. Yeah, structure has to come together completely.
We built with this.
Yep.
Mm. Vega.
Oh,
go ahead. My bad.
No. Go ahead.
You were on a roll. I don't want to cut you off. And I hate when people cut me off. So that's all. I'm going to pass the baton to you.
The only thing I was going to say is you know, with this, with coming back, we want to come back like 100% because I want to attack licensing. I want to bring us back to where we were. You know what I'm saying? And it's not discounting the older lineup. The older lineup was great for a time, but this rebrand, I want to be able to again expose the group to the popularity and the things we had television and movie wise, and I want to be able to have them branch out and do the same thing and grow on their own. Mm. And it's a teaching experience. And I think what makes me better with them is these guys now get to sit back and snipe people from afar, and I'm literally sending them hooks and letting them go crazy. And you know, so that's my strong part. The chorus, the hook, is whatever. I go, let me knock this out and send it to who? Send it and I just get back these flames, like,
Definitely. It's definitely a vibe, man.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said back to where you were. With everything and all your accomplishments, your resumes, just like all of you, I really felt you guys like never left. I really felt you guys like never stayed off track. Like, what was missing? So I'm just a slight bit confused when you said like where you were, because I felt like everything was in the right place. Everything was probably meant to happen.
I believe that this lineup, this team right here, mm-hmm. you know, it definitely meant to happen. Where I say get back to where we were, there was a point where, you know, Northern League as a group, we were on or involved with probably 60% of, you know, background music and television shows.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then because of certain relationships or just personal reasons, we took a little bit of break. You know what I'm saying? I went off and did some things, you know, solo-wise or other business venture-wise. And I kind of walked away from Northern League because at times it started to feel like a bad marriage. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So now the House of Northern League has been sitting empty for a while, and now it's full. It's full, and it's full of energy and new blood. And I think it's a wonderful thing right now. So I think for a while the house got a little dark. And now with this new passion, this new energy, there's a lot of light here, you know what I'm saying? And I think the sky's the limit, you know, not to be corny about it, but I really do think the sky's the limit for this new lineup.
Well, let me talk to the day one, Vega.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel on that?
Oh, I definitely got to concur with my brother on that. I mean, mm-hmm. like he said, when Northern League was going through, like, I guess you could say, like, an empty house.
Right.
He was doing solo things. I was doing solo things.
Mm-hmm.
So he came to me with the idea. And I said, yeah. This is what you need to get. This is who you, because, I mean, you know, I love rhyming. I love the rhyme. So.
Yeah.
He's always been my inspiration, man. And
mm-hmm.
I feel we needed a spark. And we got a fire coming right now. That's how I feel.
Nah, I see it. I definitely do. I see within this new project, and I can definitely feel safe to say I feel this was stress-free for all of you. This definitely was. Because, like, just the enthusiasm that you just brought in and everything, and just to just break down this, I don't want to, like, say too much about the album because I want people to actually listen to it, you know, enjoy it for themselves to get their own opinion of it. But, I'm going to give a question out to 4 or 5. What is some tracks that stood out to you that meant the most to you for this project?
Oh, man. It's... You got the wish list. You got mm-hmm. the contact.
Yeah. Definitely contact.
He just put a new one up there called Pipe Down.
Pipe Down's nice. I like Pipe Down. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Man, to be honest with you, man, all of them rock out, man. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, you know, the first three are probably, like, you know, some of my favorites right now. You know what I mean? But to be honest with you, that whole list is just crazy. Like, I listen to it every day and watch George add, you know, watch him add stuff to it. You know what I mean? Because he is a master of his art. I'll tell you that much.
Was it?
I think outside is probably. I think outside is probably my favorite. Like, yeah, I'm probably sure outside is like one of my favorite ones. Right. It seems so cinematic. You know, art. So
contact. I'm telling you, it bring contact. It back to like some boom bap, man. I really like that contact, man. It's bringing back like the raw, the pure. You know, like where, I really like. I think the project came out the way it did because we all had fun on it. I don't think there was any pressure, there was no stress or anything of that nature. I just think we had fun.
It was pure comfort. That's how I look at it. We was all in our comfort zone.
Yeah.
What tracks didn't make the album? How many tracks didn't make the album?
We're still going. So there's nothing's being left off. Everything that you heard on that playlist is going to come out exactly that way. And then that exact playlist is going to get remixed, remastered on completely different music. And then that will be a release for Spotify, Apple, and what we do as far as licensing. And then there's going to be a couple of other off songs that we're going to start releasing as of May 28th. There'll be a song dropping, which is Equator. June 28th will be Pipe Down. And then I'm planning on dropping, you know, another song. There's going to be a song. It's going to get to a point where there's going to be a song. There's songs coming out per month from us with everybody on it. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just right now it's a matter of mixing, mastering, and perfecting everything to where it sounds like undeniable. So from now until the rest of the end of the year, it's going to be double up releases and, you know, hopefully some solo releases from the camp off and on.
Okay.
But I plan on flooding and I don't plan on taking the foot off the gas.
Not at all.
Any shows we're looking forward to in the foreseeable future?
What's that?
Any shows we're looking forward to in the foreseeable future?
That would be interesting. We got to see if we can get everybody, get these old bones back on the stage.
Hey, listen, I can still cut a rug a little bit. I can move back.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I definitely think with what we're doing, it's a high possibility that we'll be back out there and just vibing with the whole thing, man. You know, it's always got to be the right setup, the right situation for us to go back out. You know, right now it's about the business. It's about getting back into, you know, licensing and trying to provide music for you know, for the world.
Define old though, because you guys define old.
Nah,
because like old is a state of mind. Like no one's really old. Yeah. People are keep on doing. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because
no one's old. We're seasoned.
Yeah,
and they don't call Ron Isley old, man. And he's still singing. And we are artists, man. Artists artists don't have no time limit or definition on their time.
There is no expiration.
We create until the grave drop. Until we drop in the grave, man. That's how we rock.
Yeah, man. They let Mick Jagger and them rock today. 110, man. Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be spitting till skin sagging. Gray hairs is overcome, and we gonna go in, man.
No,
as long as I got a voice to speak, that's what I'm doing, man.
Yeah, they try to put a cap on us, like we ain't still creating. Nah, man, they let rock and roll go. Them niggas be dinosaurs on the stage, man. Sorry about the language, but they be dinosaurs on the stage, and they still, you know what I'm saying, still rocking, man, still creating. Like, let's go.
Let's go on WNHH 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, for Preston and Easy Blues. So when are you going to have a new season of the podcast, Ace?
Podcast is on hold.
It's on hold?
On hold. It's on hold for now. If anything, maybe beginning of next year. But it'll be a location change, a setup change, and another change of lineup. So, yeah. You may get a Northern League podcast.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I hope you still have Kotick with the whole team.
Northern League podcast. It'll be like the bar review or something like that. You know, reviewing. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's an idea. That's an idea. You two just reviewing bars. That's definitely an idea. I would love to hear that, especially from Kotick. I would definitely love to hear Kotick's bar reviews. That is definitely a multi-million dollar idea, and I hope you trademark it after we're done with this radio interview.
I said it. If I said it, we'll put it into place. So,
Mark, I don't really know too much about you. Just tell me a little just about your story. What inspired you just like to stay in hip hop and, you know, what just motivates you just to keep going?
Yo, listen, man, I've been rapping since I was 13 years old, man. Mm. I remember my brother brought me and my brother to the store to buy toys, you know what I'm saying, with Strafford Town Fair up in Strafford right next to Bridgeport. I bought Kuja and Polo, Road to the Riches. That was my introduction of like, yo, listen, I'm an MC. I want to be an MC, man. So I never stopped after that. You know what I'm saying? Never stopped writing, never stopped creating. You know what I'm saying? Did production with my nephews. Shout out Smokey Low Entertainment back in the day. You know what I'm saying? We rock and roll from the late 90s into the 2000s, and I just kept going, man. I'm an artist. I love music, man. I love creating. That's when Gio hit me, man. I told him I was taking a break, but I said, he hit me, nah, I'm ready. I'm ready, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready, man. It don't even matter, man, because, man, that pen game for me, man, is something that I take very serious. Like, I don't care what goes on in life. I'm going to construct music. You know what I'm saying? So that's about me, man. That's it about me, man. I'm just an MC, man. That's it.
4-5, same question for you.
What you mean, like, as far as?
Just as far as just people just knowing a little bit more about you, because it's my first time meeting you, you know? And just, like, why you chose hip-hop, what made you go through and just keep going, that's all.
Well, I was one of them people who used to watch Yo MTV Raps when it first started out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was always indulged in the music, man. It's just a part of me, you know what I'm saying? And I don't even know if I got ancestors that was into music, but it's something that I passed on to one of my children. They do music, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just in me. Now, I started writing, you know, just being around Jermaine, my boy Vega. You know, we used to sit in the car and have, like, finger snap sessions, you know what I'm saying, where we just snap our fingers. And just go around in the car and just everybody spit bars. That's how I really sharpen my steel. You know what I'm saying? Like, just being around people that had good bars, you know what I'm saying? That were really, like, good rappers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you know, over time, I've done music as a group. You know, we had Espionage, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, things happened, transpired or whatever, everybody took that fork in the road, and you know, everybody started doing their own little thing, and you know, here we are today. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put music out. I've learned how to produce music. I have my own studio at my crib. Like, I just, you know, I'm just learning my craft and trying to perfect it, you know what I'm saying, before I leave this planet. You feel what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it.
And Kotick, I know you for a long time. But you're pretty new. You're really new to our audience. Just give people just a reintroduction just of you, a little bit about you, and why hip hop is your journey, is your destiny.
Yeah, you got me. I got to lay it out. Come on, man. I just love the music. I've been in it for a minute. I was in radio with you, of course, you know.
Absolutely.
HGO. Vega, like, we got songs together, all this stuff. I know Mark from the internet, because he's out there. He wasn't playing. Like, Mark, he don't play around. And live, I just met, and
Luke.
I love it, man. I'm telling you, man. Like, the main thing to me is, right now, I feel like it's the time, man. A lot of us, we've been in it for a while, but we don't have the fatigue. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's no fatigue. It's like, this thing got to go. Like, it's something that's in me personally. I can't even lie. Like, I came up all right. Like, I feel like I'm one of the gatekeepers. Like, all of us should be, man. Anybody who grew up with this, like, if you lived it, like, music influenced your life, like, it taught you things. Like, come on, man. Like, this is way bigger than just mumbling and playing around with songs. You know what I mean? Like, if that's what you do, that's what you do, because you can have fun too. Like, I ain't saying that, but I'm saying, like my man said, I take it very serious. You heard? Like, very serious. Like, music helped me. It guided me through life. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's MCs that put me on to things. You know, like, it's deep, man. You know how music is, man. Music's your soul. So I'm here for that.
Yeah.
And podcasts and all that. Let's do it. We can do everything. Like, let's do everything. Why not?
Nah, you do everything. You are a man of many talents. That's all I can say. This, I don't think, like, there's, you know, something that, like, you can't do, man. I don't know, there's something that you can't do, Kotick.
Like,
Vega.
Like, bro, it is what it is. Like, I'm literally at work right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, wow.
I'm making too much noise in the background. You know what I'm saying? But that's how much this means to me, though. I'm going to make the meeting. You know, I got to make it. I might have to step out. I might have to dip out early because I got to go get stuff done. But
no, no, it's okay. I got
to make it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to make it with my brothers, man.
Of course. Man. I appreciate the time.
Mr. Sean, man.
My next question is for Vega. In a most positive way, what feels different about this Northern League? Because you've been there from the start. You've been there from the get-go. Like, you go way back and you've seen, you were there for the blueprint. Like, what feels different in the best possible way?
Before the blueprint.
Before the blueprint. Thank you for educating me. Before the blueprint.
I don't feel there's any irresponsibility. I think there's accountability.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Before, there's a lot behind the scenes. I don't want to get into it and all that.
Of course. Yeah.
There is a lot of irresponsibility. I'll just put it to you that way, man. Mm. And now I feel everybody holds themselves accountable for what we're doing. And I just can't be more excited, man. Again, I'm just having fun.
I can see that. I can definitely see
that. You know what it is, Press? It's that when people get into this, they forget that it's called the music business.
Mm.
So people just think that I'm just supposed to do music, and they don't either want to handle the business, don't know how to handle the business, or don't care about it. And
don't even want to learn the business.
They don't want to learn the business. And that's where, you know, I think that the divide may have come. Like me, as long as you've known me, my goal is always handle the business. Business first. It's a perfect match. The music has to mirror the business, and the business should mirror the music. And if you do both the right way, the outcome is always a glorious thing. When it's me handling, you know, 100% of the music and 100% of the business, at that point the fatigue starts to actually set in, and then you go, if I'm supposed to be 50% of a family, but the other 50% isn't being handled properly, do I really want to be in this family anymore? And that's what it was for me.
Okay.
And then you say, you know what? When you realize if I'm doing 100% of the work, I might as well do it 100% of the time and just do it all my own. And then all I got to, if I fail, I only have myself to be upset with. You know, so this go around, I believe everyone here understands the business. Mm-hmm. They understand what they need to do as far as, you know, being present, being musical, being able to collab, you know, having their own opinions and not being afraid to speak their opinions.
Right.
So I think clarity and just being transparent about everything will help us thrive.
I want to piggyback off what you just said, because that was really great information on WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven, myself, Preston for Preston Easy Blues. For that prospective artist, since you've been a businessman for this long, what do you say to that young individual to separate the distractions when it comes to longevity, to come to staying consistent just within their career path within music, so they don't fall off track?
Put everything out. Don't hold back anything. You know, if you feel it and it's something that you're passionate about, regardless of whatever is being said to you, do what your heart feels and just put it out. You know what I mean? Because 9 times out of 10, the people that I've encountered, the people that a lot of these newer artists are going to encounter, they're going to push their imaginary slights on you. And, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. You can't do that. Or that doesn't sound right. You know what? If you feel it and it becomes a huge passion for you, you're passionate about it, put it out. That's all I can really say. Don't hold it back. Regardless of what it is, whether you want to do reggae, whether you want to do rock, whether you want to do rap, whether you want to sing. If you want to do all the above in the same project, put it out. There shouldn't be any box. You know what I mean? There's a lot of box artists, and I think people are afraid to venture out to try different things. You know, so do what you feel in your soul. And I think that's what is making this go around so special, because we're all having fun and we're all doing what we just feel. Like if somebody wants to talk about whatever, I mean, there's times I call these guys and just be like, yo, I just want straight murder the game on. It's just murder everything. You know what I'm saying? And they accomplish that. But there's going to be times for stories. There's going to be times for just parties and having fun and everything. But this first go around, this first comeback, I wanted it to be straight slapping people in the head, you know, on everything. The things that you wouldn't hear us say in the past, we for corporate reasons, let's say, we are definitely saying this. You know, we're definitely saying there's no, the governor is completely ripped off. The gas tank is completely full. You know what I mean? And
there's no brakes.
There's no brakes. And if I was a menace then, I'm definitely a menace times 12 now. So, you know, that's with everything and everybody that's involved. When it comes to this unit now, this is my team. This is my family. I'm going to terrorize people. You know, it's like, play this or get out of the way. Listen to this or shut up. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell us what to do. This is how it is. This is what you get in your face constantly. That's how it's going to be. And that's how it's been.
Mm.
You know, when I completed this playlist, I was just like, listen to this, you know, but I got to, no, listen to this or don't call me back for the rest of the year. And then they listen to it and they go like, yo, if that's how you coming back, bro, do that 100%. I'm glad you made me listen to this, you know, whether it's DJs, whether it's on air person now, I'm just, you know, boom, listen to this. This is where we at. So, you know, full circle. Going back to any new artists, what would I tell them? Mm-hmm. Don't hold back. Be authentic. Be unapologetic. Be you. You know what I mean? And just go for it. Don't hold anything back.
You say you're a menace. Are you a more calculated menace now after all these years?
A more what?
A more calculated menace.
Absolutely.
Word.
Absolutely. More, it's definitely precision, pinpointed calculations, making sure that everything, making sure that the chorus, the intro matches the chorus perfectly. The chorus complements the verse. The second verse complements the first verse. And it's time consuming, but it the end game of it is always, you know, that perfect snap. So.
Word up.
Now, this unity. Yep. I know we had numerous conversations, just even off interviews, you know, where we talked about like Connecticut, how like people don't support each other. And, you know, this whole, you know, like if you're a Connecticut artist, I'm not going to like stand by you. In my just opinion, just seeing the overall view, which is music in Connecticut, I've seen some change when it comes to unison, if I can barely speak, when it comes to artists supporting each other. Having Connecticut artists having each other's back, of no, you know, New Haven versus Hartford or Hartford versus Bridgeport kind of thing going on. Do you guys feel the same way? Just each one of you, do you feel there's more connect and more support just within artists of Connecticut, just wanting to see each other make it? Because we feel, you know, if you make it, I can make it too.
I think definitely down here there's more unity. People have grown. A lot of cats have grown up and they understand that there's strength in numbers.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you may hear somebody say it's Connecticut versus everybody. You know what I mean? So,
and I'm with that.
But yeah, seeing dudes like, you know, like Chris Webby pulling Annoyed, and then Chris Webby pulling Choli and stuff like that. All incredible lyricists, incredible with their business as well. That collab takes something, you know. It's special. It means people are actually paying attention to us. So I think that you know, again, being from this area, being able to branch out and finding people who are going to help compliment you, and you're going to be able to give them, you know, some jewels as well. I said, we should operate as a big, gigantic unit. That's how the South did it. That's how Cali did it. That's how they do it across seas. You know, whether you're in Germany, Japan, or whatever, everybody acts as a huge unit. And one foot gets in the door, and then the rest follow.
It's strength in numbers, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Vega.
Oh, no, I was piggybacking off of him. It's definitely strength in numbers, man. I definitely feel the unity of our state. I do.
Do we feel Connecticut might be next in the next, let's just say, 5 years? 5 years in time.
I think Connecticut is now. I don't think it's a next matter. I think there's a lot of people that are here that are already doing, you know, some amazing things. You may not hear about them every 5 seconds. You may not hear them on, you know, the radio every 5 seconds. But I mean, again, look at a Chris Webby, look at a Noid. You know, there's a lot of up and coming singers in here. You know, there's, you know, Manny James. I mean, an amazing singer that's out there still doing shows, and you know, the Rahsaan Langley project. There's a lot of great, great talent here. So I think that we're just making our own way.
Definitely. We only got go ahead.
I don't think it's a conversation anymore of, know what, everyone's looking for that deal. You know, we want to have that deal to go in. I don't know that the record label stuff really even matters anymore. Everyone, you know, there's so much information out there. People are actually doing great, building a small fan base, selling out shows, selling CDs, doing licensing work, doing production work. I don't know that, you know, the big business deal needs to actually happen anymore.
It's a different time now. I see your point of view. It's a different time now. You don't have to rely on a big record company just to save you. You can save yourself. Just with the right negotiation, with the right networking, being with the right people, which you guys are on the right track of doing right now. You know, like you said, strength in numbers. You can do it your own. You don't need a whole bunch of corporate men telling you what to do and how to do it when you already have the blueprint in front of you for yourself, you know?
If I can look at our streams and say we're getting streamed in this area,
right?
And then I can take, you know, Kotick and say, yo, Kotick, we need merch for this, and this. We need a Lie to 4-5, Mark Matthews, Vega T-shirt. We need this. And then we can take those streams and say, okay, you know what? We're excelling in this area right here. We need to try to book a show there, whether it's Utah, whether it's Canada, or whatever the case is. If we go to that and we can sell out a show, and sell out that merchandise and gather new fans, and then do that a few times throughout the year, that's our bread and butter right there. That we didn't have to share with anybody else. We're creating our own merchandise. We're selling our own merchandise. Who would we have to split it with? Just us. So, I mean, yeah, I've thought about all this stuff. And I've researched all this stuff. So when the time comes, we'll execute it.
Definitely. Oh. Most definitely. Unfortunately, we have so much time left of the program. I'm just going to go around the table. You know, we'd like to end this program for something that you're grateful for, either professionally or, you know, personal. I'm going to start off with Vega before we go off. You heard me, Vega?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we're closing out. Just from like how we end the show, how we close out. We like to end the show something that you're grateful for, or, you know, professional or personal. Someone's going to just give up to you. I'm just going to go around the room.
Oh, I'm just grateful to be alive, man. I'm grateful for my kids, my boys, my family, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things could have went the other way for me, man. So, you know, I'm just, man. And to have what we got coming out is just, God is good, man. That's all I want to say, man. It's God is good, man.
Or five, up to you.
Yes, sir. I just want to say that I think I'm blessed to have a second start at life. A lot of brothers, you know, a couple of brothers know a few things that I've been through in life, and, you know, God has given me a new path to walk on. You know, he opened the door with these brothers for the music, you know what I'm saying? And last of all, I'm just grateful to be living, man, to be breathing air. You know what I'm saying? Just to be here and be humbled by choices that I made. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Mark.
Yo, I'm grateful that OG Anunoby and Josh Hart is playing tonight for game 7 for the New York Knicks. That's all I care about right now, man. But nah, man.
Yo.
Definitely, man. I'm grateful to be a part of this whole project, man. You know what I'm saying? To see my brothers do this from afar, man, and always congratulating them and hitting Gio. You know what I'm saying? Personally asking for advice for music and everything, man. But to be a part of this, I'm grateful for this, man. Definitely grateful for this moment. And to meet you too, Press, man. Word up.
Cuz.
Yeah, sorry about that, man.
No, it's all right. I understand you're moving like always.
Grateful for, you know, being here still learning. You know what I mean? Everybody's good. Seeing our kids growing up, all that. And then on this level, grateful that we got a good team, man. Like, I like this team. So I feel like the opportunity's there. And we just got to take it, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
The final boss, Ace Geo, closing out.
Oh, I got to be the final boss this time. Ooh, I like that. I'm grateful for my family. Grateful for, you know, the all the blessings that God has given me over the years. I'm grateful for being consistently being and trying to do my best and being a good person, which I believe allows other good, strong people to gravitate towards me, which is why I believe that we have this unit right here. And, you know, all these guys, all these brothers right here, I'm grateful for them. I'm grateful for having conversations with Mark about, you know, working with him, and then being scared to do a song with Mark because he's such a great lyricist. And then listening to Live and being scared to do a song with Live because he's such a dope lyricist. And Kotick is just so thought provoking and just amazing with his bars, and being like, ah, oh, man, I can't work with these four guys right here on the phone. These are MCs. These are spitters. These are rappers. These are they're snipers. They're killers. And I'm thankful. I'm grateful for you know, and yeah, man, I'm grateful for the opportunities that come.
Definitely. Grateful to speak to y'all. Can't wait to see some shows with you guys, see y'all perform, see you do your thing, see what you guys can do best. And looking for more conversation with you guys, man. Great meeting y'all. Great meeting Mark. Great meeting 4-5. WNHHLP.
Appreciate it.
103.5 FM. Vega, Cuz.
Cuz, you already know, man. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Definitely.
Appreciate you.
When I draw the line, equator. Pay me now, you gon' pay for it later. It's always ambition that'll fade you. Let it slide, that's not in our nature.
Boomerang effect, what goes around is gonna come around. Light a 4-pound, remind them how that thunder sound. When you on sight, we don't chase bullets or run you down.
snatch the keys to your city, and now we run your town. Witness the takeover, the break's over. You a minute past done, let's flip the stake over. The force I bring with me, a Harlem shake shoulders. And we militant, I don't move with fake soldiers.
We got out-of-town shooters on the layover. They been told to stay close until your case over. I can tell them come tonight for your makeover. Leave your body parts melted till your mom's sofa. Pay me now, cross the lines and you gon' definitely pay later. Then have the rap singing, shut them down like a fader. Unfinished work gets handled by your maker. Loose ends get spread on both sides of the equator.
When I draw the line, equator. Pay me now, you gon' pay for it later. It's always ambition that'll fade ya. Let it slide, that's not in our nature.
Well, line steppers will get to their demise soon as minds catch them. It's a thinner line, it's spotted slime, so be mindful stepping over it or into it. She's chauvinist but intimate, that's Nina. All she listens to is pocket, she be into it, really. I wouldn't cross her, get me to have to toss her. In the Quinnipiaxi, I'm a family man enforcer with a handyman assortment of tools for reinforcements. Get out of line, out your mind, you try cross it, bang.
Y'all be hard to find when the money's due, but they know to have minds when I'm coming through. I got the wolves with me, blade out, stick hidden. Cut an op, have them stomped out, good riddance. Hold up, y'all know you better pipe down. Cross the line, we knocking at your door right now. I got your lady and your baby girl tied down. About to toss them in the pool and they might drown.
When I draw the line, equator. Pay me now, you gon' pay for it later. It's always ambition that'll fade ya. Let it slide, that's not in our nature.